A shooting on a synagogue in the eastern German city of Halle sent shockwaves across the country on Wednesday. The alleged attacker reportedly attempted to shoot his way into the synagogue, but he was prevented by a safety door. He then shot and killed a woman near the entrance, then drove to a nearby kebab shop where he killed a second person. DW security correspondent Thomas Sparrow has been following the story for Inside Europe. What is the latest, Thomas?
Hello, Keith, and it is indeed a shocking week here in Germany in particular after this case in the eastern German city of Halle. The latest is a video that was actually released online by the alleged perpetrator, which has led to German authorities saying that the case, the incident, was anti-Semitic in nature, and also that federal prosecutors have indications that there was a possible right-wing extremist motive, and as such, German politicians have been very quick to condemn this case and to say that anti-Semitism and racism in Germany does not have a place and should not have a place in German society.
This is the video of the live stream of the event, which was streamed live online.
Exactly. It seems the alleged perpetrator used a camera on his helmet to film and record all the attack, and he then published that online, and investigators are now looking at that video. It appears that in that video he denied the Holocaust. He was also very clear in his attacks against Jews, and that is what has led authorities to understand that this is anti-Semitic in nature, and at the same time to stress that this is under no circumstance acceptable in a country like Germany that, as you know, is very conscious of its history on the one hand, and also very conscious of its responsibility towards the Jewish community.
And anti-Semitism is on the rise in Germany.
That's correct. And in fact, Germany has understood, German authorities have tried to put measures in place to deal with rising anti-Semitism in the country. The possibly most important measure has been the appointment of a so-called anti-Semitism commissioner. And he has been trying to deal with these issues, trying to understand the causes and also try and put forward some measures, not only to deal with the cases themselves, but also to try and prevent further cases from happening. But this has certainly become a very big challenge for Germany. It's also a big challenge in other parts of Europe, by the way. But it is a very big challenge, in particular for Germany, given the country's history.
And also in Germany, now Halle is in the eastern area of Germany, and there is an issue there with right-wing extremism, particularly in that area.
Yeah, the eastern part of the country, in fact, where Halle, as you say, is located, does have a particular problem, at least as far as some authorities think, when it comes to the far right and to far right extremism. We've seen that also in the past, by the way. And that is something, Keith, that authorities are in particular trying to deal with. But if you look, for example, at the mood in the east, that is a mood that is in a way very different to the mood in the western part of the country. But again, authorities are trying to be very careful about how they deal with these instances, not only the specific case now in Halle, but also in general, that idea of far-right sentiment in the eastern part of the country, and in particular, when that far-right sentiment can move to possible violence, or at least to a far-right-oriented violence, if you will. So you can clearly see that this is a very big challenge in the country, and one that authorities are clearly dealing with.
Now, the shooting in the synagogue, it seems that the quick actions of the synagogue's private security guard prevented a much bigger tragedy.
As you said at the beginning, the alleged perpetrator actually wanted to go into the synagogue, and he didn't manage to do so, fortunately, because that prevented a much bigger tragedy. And it does seem that that security guard actually helped or prevented that from happening. But there has also been some criticism from the Jewish community. Some have said that there should have been more protection, that there should have been police protection in the synagogue, especially given the fact that that happened on Yom Kippur, so one of the most important dates for the Jewish community in the world.
Okay, Thomas, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thomas Sparrow, DW's security correspondent, speaking to me from Berlin.